Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a very special edition of the Flicks the Church Forgot. Usually we discuss the spiritual side of horror, well, that's the theory. But tonight it's Christmas 2014 and for one night only, live from the ballroom of the Overlook Hotel in Sidewinder, Colorado. It's the Flicks the Church Forgot Horror Song Music Special! Yes, indeed. Horror movies rely on all sorts of things. Creepy stories, snappy scripts, freaky concepts, and sometimes eyeballs where there's not supposed to be eyeballs. But there's one thing that's often forgotten. It's the cheesy pop songs that they seem to shoehorn into the soundtrack. Tonight, we're going to be hearing from some of the best. And folks, to ensure that I wasn't breaking any copyright laws, I've literally grabbed my guitar, my keyboard, and a MacBook, and come up with my very own cover versions of these Christmas crackers. Never heard before, and perhaps never to be heard of again. And so without further ado, settle back into the beautiful surroundings of the Overlook and enjoy the Flicks the Church Forgot Horror Song Music Special! Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get to our first song, a little bit of an introduction to it. When I was a wee lad back in 1986, I first wandered back from the Pink Panther video store in the UK. Maybe some of you have heard of it. Well, I eagerly and excitedly rented a film called Freaky Fairy Tales, also known as Dead Time Tales for our friends in the US of A. On the cover was a creepy, sinewy-looking person in lurid color and the promise that I was sure of a big surprise. Well, the film itself was largely forgettable, but there was one thing that did surprise me, an opening song by a band I'd never heard of called Taj or Taj or something like that, who gave the film its title track. Almost, I think, an anthem for freaks like us who love the creepier side of life. So listen out especially to the third verse of this one, a reminder that the love of horror has been with us for centuries, and so here it is, the title track from Freaky Fairy Tales, also known as Dead Time Stories. Take it away.
Were thrown out of their digs, and their houses and huts were despoiled. The wolf huffed and puffed till the pigs cried enough. How can this wicked monster be foiled? Two piggies were eaten before he was beaten. Down the chimney the wolf was hard boiled. It's no longer why I turned out like I did.
Remembering our
as kids.
Thank you. That was the main theme from Dead Time Stories, also known as Freaky Fairy Tales. Weirdly, I once used the lyrics for that song, in the third verse particularly, for a talk I was giving on religion, spirituality, and the arts. I'm pretty sure the churchgoers who were sitting in the church at the time listening to it weren't familiar with the movie, but hey, the iconic lyricism is somewhere now in their subconscious. Okay, so next up we turn our attention to the Deep South, where cannibal families run amok with chainsaws and human skin on their faces. Okay, I guess we've all got human skin on our faces, but the point is it's not their skin that they have on their faces, which is a little bit wrong. Anyway, I'm sure that not all Southerners are like this, but one of the things they like to talk about down south, so I hear, is just how tough life can be. Especially if your chainsaw keeps getting lodged in the door you're trying to break through. And so, with a track from the soundtrack to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2, this is my cover version of Timbuk3's Life is Hard. Betty's in a wet t-shirt, feeling foolish and vain. Looking like some house cat that got caught out in the rain. Staring into the mirror at this less than pretty picture. Feeling 10 years older now and 50 bucks richer. Life is hard. Can't buy happiness no matter what you do. Can't get to heaven on roller skates. Can't take a taxi cab to Timbuktu. Paul was a poor little rich boy. He never had to cry. Whenever he complained of aches and pains, the doctors would drop by. Now he goes to parties with the prettiest girls in town. Gets paid $500 just to kick him when he's down. Life is hard. Can't buy happiness no matter what you do. Can't get to heaven on roller skates. Can't take a taxi cab to Timbuktu. Life is hard. Life is hard. Life is hard. Ain't no escaping when the rent comes due. Can't get to heaven on roller skates. Can't take a taxi cab to Timbuktu. After he stiffed a waitress and ran out on his tab, Big Mac had a heart attack in the back of a yellow cab. By the time of the sound of the siren said the ambulance was coming, his heart had stopped beating, but the meter was still running. Life is hard. Can't buy happiness no matter what you do. Can't get to heaven on roller skates. Can't take a taxi cab to Timbuktu. Life is hard. Life is hard. Life is hard. Ain't no escaping when the rent comes due. Can't get to heaven on roller skates. Can't take a taxi cab to Timbuktu. Life is hard. Life is hard. Life is hard. Ain't no escaping when the rent comes due. Can't get to heaven on roller skates. Can't take a taxi cab to Timbuktu. Life is hard. Life is hard. Just ask our poor caretaker here, Grady. Grady, am I right?
If you don't mind my saying so.
What are you talking about? I don't mind at all. Well, it looks like some of you guys are already up on your feet dancing, so let's keep that going with a song from perhaps the finest horror movie ever created. Of course, I'm talking about Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf, which was banned in Finland. Well, okay, Howling 2 is not exactly fine in any department. All that is except one. It's got a really cool title track. This was originally performed by Steve Parsons and his band Babel, which features in the movie, and I remember hearing it for the first time and just being really into it. So I've done my own version, electroed it up a little. So please, put on your plastic shades in novelty shapes right about now for the title track, Howling, from Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf. So that was the title track from Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf. Yes, I really did just sing that. Okay, but don't remove those retro shades just yet, because we're sticking with the 1980s now with a song from the vampire classic, yes, Fright Night. When I first bought the vinyl album back when I was a teenager, I was enjoying the songs, but I was pretty gutted that it didn't include the incidental music by Terminator composer Brad Fidel or something like that. And my one window into his smooth, synthy horror vibe was the final track on side two, a song version of the main vampire theme. This is the song Come to Me, with folks, a special edition. I've included the elusive second verse, which you'll find in the film's sequel. And no, I never really considered doing a version of Boppin' Tonight. Sorry. Some of our vampire friends are quite likely to slip out of the shadows during this one and approach your tables. Don't be afraid if they ask you to dance, just go with it. And if they kiss you, close your eyes. You do. Ah, come to me. I remember teaching myself to play that on the piano when I was about 13, and I was impressed because it was slightly more complex than the Halloween theme, which I taught myself when I was about 9, which was in itself more complex than the theme tune to the Assault on Precinct 13 movie I really somehow got to see. And I remember playing that on the Glockenspiel when I was in lower school. That's when I was probably about, like, 6 or something. Anyway, true story. Why not grab yourself a drink from the bar for this next one? Perhaps the most obscure track on tonight's set list. I have, and always will be, perhaps a fan of William Shatner, particularly for his roles in TV and movies during the 70s, for which he gets largely forgotten. And here we have a song from his Arachnid Attack epic, Kingdom of the Spiders. Yep, William Shatner and his then-wife Marcy Lafferty fight off a horde of killer tarantulas all the way up to a chilling final scene. An obvious matte painting of a town covered in spiders' webs, but still pretty creepy, nonetheless. With a funny scene of Shatner being bit and then gurning his bite mark up close to the camera, Kingdom of the Spiders is a great example of the 1970s nature goes mad movie genre. And as some of those films like to do, it had a soft and gentle song to start things off. So here's my version of the title track, originally sung by Dorsey Burnett, who also turned up in Pulp Fiction, no less, on the soundtrack. But this song never made it to quite so high a profile. This is Peaceful Verde Valley. As you see the sun this morning shining through the early spring, down in peaceful Verde Valley, who knows what tomorrow may bring? Will it bring the love we need to last forevermore? Or could it bring the unknown like we've never seen before? Oh, we'll let the sky be blue tomorrow, just like it is today. Okay, so sticking with horror's desire to wed folksy-sounding songs to a tale of deadly creatures of nature, we go all sweet and nice to the theme song for a creepy fake documentary about Bigfoot, or rather, the Fauk Monster. I first saw this movie on BBC Two in the UK at about 6 p.m. in the evening. I don't know what they were doing showing it at that time, because it scared me then and it scares me now. Well, not so much now, but it still really creeped me out when I first saw it. I was a kid, coupled with the images of swamps and backwoods. We get the movie's creator, Charles B. Pierce, warbling about the lonely plight of the monster, trying to stuff lots of lyrics into very small spaces in the music, I noticed. But he managed it, so I'll give it a go too. The song he came up with is a bizarrely sickly sweet effort that would not seem out of place in any other 70s documentary about stuff like squirrels or the plight of the otter, which somehow seems appropriate for the subject at hand. So, kick back, Sasquatch hunters, and think about just how darn lonely that poor old creature gets from time to time. And Sasquatch, if you're listening, keep your chin up, my friend.
is where the story plays, a world in which we seldom gaze, a page from the book of yesterdays, birds and beasts and wind and water, here beneath the bright blue sky, no man can smoke the eagle's eye, and things that crawl or swim or fly, feed and breed and live and die. Sulfur River flows, rising when the storm cloud blows, and this is where the creature goes, safe within a world he knows. Perhaps he dimly wonders why there's no other such as I, to touch, to love before I die, to listen to my lonely cry.
So sure about that one, were you? A little bit muted in your response, not to worry. One of the lyrics there is, no man can smoke the eagle's eye. Interesting image that, from Charles B. Pearson. Eagle coughing and blinking away, the cigar smoke from hunters. They must really fly pretty low there in Fowke. Anyway, now that we're out in the woods, we might as well stick around here for the folksy vibe, but let's pull it across the Atlantic and hear a more British take on nature. The Wicker Man wasn't much appreciated when it first came out, but it's now seen as one of the best horror movies from Britain. And Christopher Lee, who stars in it, says it's one of his favourite roles he's ever played. It has one of the weirdest soundtracks ever. It's certainly the type that gets you funny looks from your wife if you ever play it in the car. Believe me. And here's the standout track that struck me when I first saw the film. Not just because it's sung by a naked Brit Eklund slamming her fists on a wall while the Christian policeman Edward Woodward is fighting temptation behind it, but because it's a brilliant song with a refreshingly earthy yet mystical approach to sexuality. This is Willow Song. Thank you. Wow, some of those notes went dog whistle high, but then I couldn't pass up the chance to say the words, how do. Stephen King movies are not exempt from having pop songs bunged into the soundtrack, and we come to closing tonight with two from Stephen King's output. In a moment, we're going to be going on a joyride with a kid on the run from a crazy werewolf in a dog collar. But before that, we're going to stop and spare a thought for Carrie White. She never was understood at school and ended up burning it down and killing everybody because of it. Even the nice gym teacher. That was a bit unfair, I thought. In Brian De Palma's brilliant movie version, he brought in the Italian maestro Pino Donaggio, who had a habit of writing sweeping romantic orchestral music heavy on the strings. Here he helped to pen a couple of songs that summed up the emotional core of the movie, produced as lounge but undeniably great pop songs. Here I'm going to attempt to sing Born to Have It All, played during the prom scene, just when you think Carrie has found acceptance, but then the lyrics keep telling her, some girls were always born to dance alone, and Carrie, you're one of them. And remember, they're all going to laugh at you anyway. Here's Born to Have It All. Old Carrie White. Well, folks, it looks like the time's almost up here at the Overlook Hotel. Seems like the snow is falling, and pretty soon we're going to need to get our stuff together, because remember, we're all heading out to the maze. Before we do, though, how about we go out tapping our feet? Stephen King's Silver Bullet was a film that I absolutely loved when I was growing up. It sort of showed the sort of town I would have loved to have lived in when I was a kid. It's not the greatest werewolf film, by a long shot, but it did something to capture my imagination back in the day. And part of that was the cheesy song played at the end about going on a joyride. Being hunted by a ravenous werewolf doesn't really sound that much joyful to me, but I guess it's nice to stay positive when you live in Tarker's Mills. And this version I put together really ramps up the punch the air corn, in deference to the original. Originally performed by Rob B. Mays and Jay Chataway, this is Joyride from Silver Bullet.
here I am, alone again. And all I ask is for a wish come true. I never thought it could happen till you came in and my hopes were renewed. Take me on a joyride, I almost feel as if I could fly. Catch me if you can, 'cause I am free tonight. This is the beginning, and I can feel the wind rush by. Yes, you have given me the answer, and you have kept this dream alive. Take me on a joyride, I almost feel as if I could fly away. I'm free. At last. So here I am, alone again. And all I ask is for a wish come true. I never thought it could happen till you came in and my hopes are renewed. Take me on a joyride, I almost feel as if I could fly. Catch me if you can, 'cause I am free tonight. This is the beginning, and I can feel the wind rush by. Yes, you have given stream alive. Take me on a joyride, I almost feel as if I could fly away. I'm free at last. So take me on a joyride, I almost feel as if I could fly. Catch me if you can, 'cause I am free tonight. 'Cause this is the beginning, and I can feel the wind rush by. Yes, you have given me the answer, and you have kept this dream alive. Take me on a joyride, I almost feel as if I could fly away. I'm free.
Well, is it really that time? I guess it is. We've come to the end of tonight's musical extravaganza, live from the Overlook Hotel here in Sidewinder, Colorado. The Flicks the Church Forgot Horror Song Music Special. Now, how about you grab your drinks, folks, and we're going to head out into the maze, because the first one to find Jack Torrance's frozen corpse gets a free martini. But for now, there's only one more thing to say. Have a very Merry Christmas, and don't forget the Flicks that Church Forgot. It was fun, although I think I'm gonna crack a few glasses on that Wicked Man song. She's talking about high notes. Anyway, you come into the maze. Cool, cool. Where's Danny and Wendy, by the way? Obviously, you're gonna make sure they get back in here. But seriously. Anyway, yeah, I suppose it is pretty weird me being a Christian and liking horror movies, but then hey, you killed your family and you're dead, so.